السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. We've been studying hadith about those people that we should try to be avoiding their friendship. The people that we are recommended to be careful about them and not to be very close to them. We have already mentioned few groups. Another group that we find in our hadith is those who would come and tell you bad things about other people. They gossip, they say bad things about other people. If you are not careful, you think that these are very good people because they bring you news and information about other people, or because you think they love you and this is why they tell you secrets of other people. But the problem with these people is that these people are not trustworthy people, reliable people. If they were reliable and trustworthy, they would have respected privacy of other people. They would have respected the honor and dignity of other people. If they have done this to other people today, they can do the same with you tomorrow. Even if, for example, someone comes and says, so and so said these things about you, you should not welcome this. Why you are telling me this? I don't need to know about this, and I would not accept this from you. If you say, mashallah, thank you very much that you have said this, this would be encouraging him to do this again and again, and this would damage the relation between people. If someone said something bad about me, maybe he was angry, maybe he later regretted. It's better if I don't know about this. If you tell me about this, then that would definitely affect the relation. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Ihdhar min an-nas thalatha." Avoid three groups of people: al-kha'in, wadh-dhulum, wan-nammam. Those who betray, those who oppress, and those who gossip. Then Imam alayhi salam explained. He says, the people who are betraying others, one day they betray you. Man khana lak khanaka. If by taking, for example, I don't know, some money from you, or just to make you happy, he is betraying his, I don't know, friend, his family, his boss, so he would do the same with you. You know, even in politics, you know, for example, those people who betray their country. For example, if two countries have problems, then there are people from one country who may betray their own country and work for the enemy. But the enemy would not love them, would not trust them. They use them, but they would never trust them and give them any power or position. Because they, when they have betrayed their own country, how they are going to serve our country? The country that their parents, their ancestors belong to, they have betrayed. How they are going to serve us? The same is with people who have been working for a company, for example, if they are giving the information to a rival company, okay, do you think you can trust them? Tomorrow they can do the same with you if you employ them. The same is with friendship. So, as I said yesterday, if someone is not pious, doesn't observe moral values and standards, this would show itself all the time. You cannot say, no, he is only doing this with some people, or he is only doing this with respect to his religion, but with me, he is okay. With me, he is reliable. With me, he is trustworthy. No. People have personalities that cannot be changing, cannot be discriminating. If he is reliable, he is reliable all the time. If he is not reliable with other people, how can I trust him? So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Man khana laka khanaka." If he has betrayed someone for you, for your sake, tomorrow he will betray you for someone else's sake. "Man zalama laka sayadhlimuka." If he has done injustice to someone for you, tomorrow he will do injustice to you for someone else. "Waman namma ilayka sayanimmu alayka." If he has done gossip about other people, he will do the same for you and take your news to other people. Another group, and we should try, of course, as I said, these are the things that we learn so that we ourselves try not to have these bad habits, and also we consider them in establishing friendship. Another group consists of those people that are looking for problems and faults and mistakes. A very, very bad habit is to try to find out problems of people, especially mu'minin. There are people who unfortunately look for problems with people, and then they want to spread this, they want to publicize this, they want to at least keep this in mind. One day then they will bring to your attention that you are the one who has done this. Amirul Mu'minin alayhi salam said, "Iyyaka wa mu'ashirata mutatabbi'i uyuban nas." Be careful not to befriend those who investigate to find out problems and faults and flaws of the people. Tatabbu' li'uyubin nas, this is very bad, means to investigate, to find out the problems. For example, to find out who has problem with his wife or husband, who has problem with his children, who has problem with his, I don't know, business, who has problem with his salat, with his fasting. We should not look for this. A mu'min doesn't want to know problem of other people. It is said that once some people went to a very pious alim and they told him, "We know that you are very pious and we know that you have some special powers. Please teach us how to be able to read the minds of people. We want to know what is going on in the mind and heart of this person, so that we can decide, if I know what you are thinking right now, then it would be useful." Of course, this is what they said. So they said, "We want to learn a technique or a dua or some practices that we can read mind of people. We can know what is going on in their heart. We can see their reality. For example, he is telling me, 'You are a very good person, but If I have this skill, maybe I can see that right now in his heart, he is thinking opposite. This alim told them, this is very important. If you didn't listen carefully, the question, the request was, they asked a pious alim, please teach us a technique, a dua, a practice that we can learn how to read the mind of people, how to know what is in their heart. And he replied, we pray to Allah in order not to be able to see the heart of people and not to read the mind of people. Why should you have interest in knowing what is in the heart of someone? This is something between him and Allah. You shouldn't try to find out. This is the privacy of people. Those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if they know problems of people, even if they can see the realities of people, they would not bring to their attention. They try to ignore. If supposedly I can see, for example, who is a very good human being, or who in reality is not a human being, who is an animal. You know, there are people who can see the realities. Suppose someone can see this. Should he tell them that I know that you are not a human being? In reality, you are a monkey. In reality, you are a pig. Or he should try not to change his behavior. Was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever showing to people what he knew about them? There were hypocrites around Rasulullah. Quran says that in Medina there were hypocrites. There were munafiqun in Medina. Was Rasulullah telling them that you are munafiq? Was Rasulullah telling them, don't come to my mosque, don't come to my house? No, he was not changing his behavior. Unfortunately, there are people who do best to find out problems of people. They don't have vision, they don't have insight. They are just nosy and they want to find out these things. This is not good. So Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam said, Iyyaka wa mu'ashirata mutatabbi'i uyub an-nas. Those who investigate to find out the faults. Fa innahu lam yaslub musahibuhum minhum. Those who is their friend would not remain safe, because they will come to your life. They will become nosy about you. They will try to find out your problems. And sometimes there is no problem, they create problems. When someone is suspicious, he creates problems, even if there is nothing. Another group of people are those who change quickly. You know, there are people that they are very much moody. They change their mood. For example, one day he is very kind, another day he is not kind. One day he is very good with you, another day he doesn't even reply to your salam. This is very bad. A mu'min should have a fixed personality. You know, if you one day you beat your children and another day you buy them gifts, this is not good. You say, okay, yesterday I was angry and I was beating my child. Today I buy him some gifts. This is not good. This cannot compensate for that. One day I say bad things to my friend, I swear at him, then the next day I try to be kind. This is not good. Those who change quickly, These are not reliable friends. Those when they are, for example, free, they are kind, they speak to you, but when they are busy, they ignore you. This is not a good friend. There is hadith which says, Sharrul Ashab, the worst friends and companions are As-Sari'ul Inqilab. Inqilab means change. Inqilab means transformation. Those who quickly change, they go from one condition to another condition quickly, these are not to be taken as friends. There are other groups, but because we have only today and tomorrow to continue this discussion, so I move on to the next discussion, and that is about rights of brothers and sisters over each other. Those that we choose as friends, those who are our brothers and sisters in faith, they have lots of rights upon us. There is a group of hadith about rights of believers over each other. I mentioned a passage from essay of the right, Risalatul Huquq, for Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. And maybe tomorrow we can continue this discussion, and also tomorrow I will inshallah discuss what are the things that can harm friendship, so that you are careful in the way you treat your friends and brothers and sisters. But today, about the rights of the believers. You know, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam has an essay about rights, which is very comprehensive. Rights of God over us, rights of our parents, our children, our friends, even rights of our organs. What is the right of my eye over me, my hand? With respect to brothers, Imam Zainul Abidin said, وَحَقُّ أَخِيكُ, the right of your brother is أَن تَعْلَمَ, to know, first of all, to acknowledge, أَنَّهُ يَدُكَ الَّتِي تَبْسُطُهَا, your brother is your hand. You should acknowledge the value of brothers and sisters. Your brother is like your hand that you can stretch, you can raise. وَظَهْرُكَ الَّذِي تَلْتَجِعُ إِلَيْهِ, your brother is your back that supports you, you can rely on. وَعِزُّكَ الَّذِي تَعْتَمِدُ عَلَيْهِ, your brother is your dignity, your honor. وَقُوَّتُكَ الَّتِي تَسُولُ بِهَا, is your power by which you can attack, you can defend yourself against your enemies. So know all these things about your brother, then فَلَا تَتَّخِذُهُ السَّلَاحًا عَلَىٰ مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ, don't use your brother as a weapon for committing sins. You should not use friendship as a way to commit sin and to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do with him and through him haram things. وَلَا عُدَّةً لِلظُّلْمِ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ, or use him as a means to do injustice to people, oppress people. I have hundreds of friends. I have many strong people. So then I try to become oppressing people, misusing this as a means to treat people without justice. No. وَلَا تَدَعْ نُصْرَتَهُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ وَمَعُونَتَهُ عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّهِ, you also should help him. Help him with respect to two things. One is to help him against his enemies. If there are people who are enemies of my brother, my friend, who want to harm him, who want to harm his family, who want to, I don't know, take away his money, I should help my brother, I should help my sister, I should help my friend. This is obvious. The second thing is to help him not against enemies only, to help him against himself. Nusratahu ala nafsih. What does it mean, ala nafsih? Means sometimes my brother has an internal problem, a personal problem, a problem in his habit. I should help him against himself, means against his lower self, against the soul which is asking to do bad things. For example, my brother is a person who is jealous, who is selfish. How can I help him? By encouraging him to be more jealous, or by helping him against this quality that he has. He is lazy. How can I help him? By helping him against his laziness. So Imam Zainul Abidin says, you should help your brother against his enemies and against himself. Indeed, this is a beautiful dua that we ask Allah even for ourselves. This dua is very beautiful. You know, please try to learn this and read this dua whenever you have chance. Allahumma a'inni ala nafsi bima tu'inu bihi as-salihin ala anfusihim. O Allah, please help me against my own self. In the same way that you help the righteous people against their own self or their own souls. Because as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَعْدَى عَدُوِّكَ نَفْسُكَ الَّتِي بَيْنَ جَنْبَيْكَ. Your greatest enemy is your own soul which is inside you. This is nafs ammare. This is the nafs which commands to do bad things. This is our greatest enemy. So you should help your brother against enemies. You should also help your brother against his internal enemy, which is his own bad character, his own satanic soul. والحؤول بينه وبين شياطينه. Try to stand as a barrier between him and his satans. This is a very beautiful expression. Shayatineh, his satans. What does it mean, his satans? Every person, in addition to Iblis, which is our enemy, has some types of shayateen which are working against him. And maybe your shayateen who are working against you can be different from the shayateen who are working against me. We have shayateenul jinn, shayateenul ins. Some human beings, some jinns, they can be our satans who are allies of Iblis. Satan with the capital. So, sometimes maybe my friend, maybe my child, you know, for example, Zubair, he had a son who was really his enemy and created lots of problems for him. Sometimes your child can be your Satan. Sometimes your husband or wife can be Satan. Sometimes your colleague, your partner, your neighbor, and sometimes a combination of some of these. There are different Satans for each person. Some can be common, some can be specific. Imam Zainul Abidin says, you should try to be a barrier between your brother and his Satans. Don't let him be defenseless against Satans. Help him against Satans. وَتَعَدِيَةِ النَّصِيحَةِ إِلَيْهِ. Be always wishing good for him. Nasiha in Arabic is not just to give advice. Nasiha means to wish good. Giving advice is an implication. And nusha means to wish good. And nasiha means that you want always your brother to be successful, to be happy, to prosper. Of course, as a requirement, you give him advice. But it's not just giving advice. It's more than that. So one right of your brother is to wish good for him and do your best for him. Another thing is وَالْإِقْبَالَ عَلَيْهِ فِي اللَّهِ. You try to go towards him, be close to him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنْ قَادَ لِرَبِّهِ وَأَحْسَنَ الْإِجَابَةَ لَهِ. If he's obedient to Allah and responds to Allah's call, the answer is not mentioned. You should understand it by the way of implication. In Arabic, sometimes shart or condition is mentioned, but jaza is not mentioned. If he is obedient to Allah, alhamdulillah, you can enjoy your brotherhood and friendship. وَإِلَّا. But if he is not obedient to Allah, he doesn't answer to Allah's call, فَلْيَكُنِ اللَّهُ آثَرَ عِنْدَكَ وَأَكْرَمَ عَلَيْكَ مِنْهُ. Then you should choose Allah. If you are to choose between your friend and Allah, you should choose Allah. You should not choose your friend. If he is obedient to Allah, you can have both. But if he is not obedient to Allah, then you can only choose Allah. You cannot choose him and leave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, tomorrow we will continue with this discussion, and tomorrow would be our final session about brotherhood and friendship. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make ourselves good brothers, good sisters for other people, supporters for others, and we also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us good brothers and sisters and friends. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite our hearts, to remove any suspicion, any hatred, any conflict, any bad sort of competition and rivalry from us, and make our community a community which is united and strong under the banner of Allah, the truth, and virtues, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. در ادامه بحث درباره کسانی که باید از دوستی اونها اجتناب بکنیم، به چند مورد دیگه اشاره کردیم. یکی از گروه ها و از جمله افرادی که سفارش شده برحذر باشیم از اونها، کسانی هستند که نمام و سخنچین هستند. ما متاسفانه گاهی افراد سخنچین رو تازه تشویق میکنیم. مثلا یک کسی آمد به من گفت که فلانی این کارها رو کرده، این مسائل رو داره، این مشکلات رو داره، تازه ما میگیم دستت در نکنه اینا رو به من گفتی. یه جوری تشویقش میکنیم، یا حداقلش اینه که حسابی گوش میدیم، توجه میکنیم، تشویق میشه. اگر اومد راجع به شما هم گفت که دیگه بیشتر، مثلا گفت که فلانی راجع به تو این حرف رو زد، این باری که الله به من گفتی. در صورتی که از نظر اسلامی سخنچین کار بدی انجام میده، و اگر هم آمد به ما گفت، ما باید مذمتش کنیم. حتی اگه گفت راجع به شماست، به تو چه ربطی داره؟ چرا میای اینو میگی؟ مثلا فرض کنید یه جایی یه نفری عصبانی بود راجب من یه چیزی گفت. حالا شما میونه به من میگی، ذهن منو نسبت به او خراب میکنی، منم یه چیزی میگم، بعد میری اینم به اون میگی، دوباره دفعه دیگه اون بیشتر میگه، همینطوری مسئله بغرنج میشه. اگر شما واقعا آدم خوبی هستی، نباید بیای بدیهای او را به من بگی. حتی ما از نظر اسلامی تا اونجا میتونیم جلو بریم که گاهی برای آشتی و اصلاح ذات بین میتونیم مطلب را برخلاف منعکس بکنیم. مثلا یه زن و شوهری با هم مشکل دارن، مدتی با هم حرف نمیزنن. خب دوتا کار میشه کرد، بری به مرده بگی زنه راجع به تو این حرف رو زد، میگه غلط کرد، برو بهش اینو بگو، بعد شما میری اینو به اون میگی، ای بدتر میشه. اما از نظر اسلامی اگر راهی نداشت، شما میتونی چیکار کنی؟ میتونی برای آشتی سعی کنی حرفای خوب بری نقل بکنی، بگی من میدونم خانومت خیلی به شما علاقه داره، اصلا از صحبتش معلوم بود خیلی مثلا به شما علاقه داره، حالا ممکنه یک موقعی شکرابی باشه ولی به شما خیلی علاقه داره، از شما تعریف میکنه. خب مرده اینه که بشنوه خود نرم میشه. بعد بری به زنه بگی مرده راجع به شما خیلی علاقه داره، خیلی تعریف میکنه. اگر اصلاح و آشتی بتونید از این طریق انجام بدید، این جایزه. اما اینکه خدای نکرده ما بیایم دو نفری که با هم رفیقن یا یه زن و شوهر، اینا رو بیایم اینطوری با سخنچینی جدا بکنیم. گاهی بعضی ها متاسفانه رو دوستی این کار انجام میدن، گاهی اوقات بعضی مادر زنها، مادر شوهرها، گاهی خواهر زنان، خواهر شوهرها، گاهی متاسفانه این کارا رو انجام میدن و این گناه بزرگی است. نمامی و سخنچینی از گناهان بسیار بزرگه و اگر کسی این ویژگی رو داره، این رو به عنوان دوست انتخاب نکنید، به عنوان هیچی انتخابش نکنید، نه دوست، نه همکار، نه همسر. امام صادق فرمودن کسانی که سخنچینی میکنن، اینا رو دوست انتخاب نکنید، اینا بر علیه شما میرن سخنچینی میکنن. کسانی که به دیگران خیانت میکنن، به شما هم خیانت میکنن. دسته دیگه کسانی هستن که به تعبیر روایت سریع الانقلابن، یعنی زود حالشون عوض میشه، مودی هستن. یه روز خیلی مهربون، قربون صدقه آدم میره، میخواد بمیره برای آدم، فردا جواب سلام آدم هم نمیده، مثل برج زهره ماره، به چه درد میخوره؟ اگه یک پدری یه روز با محبت و مهربانی بره و با دست پر و هدیه بره خونه، ولی فرداش فوش بده، خب این به چه درد میخوره؟ اون هدیه ای که بردی، اون اخلاق خراب، اونا همه رو خراب میکنه. فکر نکن شما یه فوش دادی، یه حرف زشت زدی، بعدن اینو با هدیه و نمیدونم لبخند و اینا میشه جبران کرد. آدم باید مراقب باشه، هی تحول در رفتار، ثبات شخصیت نداشتن انسان رو غیر قابل اعتماد میکنه. بعد منتقل شدیم به بحث حقوق برادران دینی که یک فرازی از رساله حقوق امام سجاد علیه السلام را توضیح دادم که انشاءالله این رو فردا شب خدمتتون بیشتر عرض خواهم کرد. و صلی الله علی سیدنا محمد و آله الطیبین الطاهرین.